Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I, as I promised, we have Marita Noon on today. And there has been a lot of buzz going on in the energy world. And we have quite a few things to cover. Marita, welcome to CSC Talk Radio again today. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's always good to be with you, and you are totally right. There is certainly a lot going on in the energy world, especially this week.
Well, and I don't even know where to begin, because I was rereading all your articles this morning, and I'm thinking, I don't know where we should start. Maybe we should start now and go backwards, or should we start back and come forward?
No, I think we should start now and go backwards.
I think you're right.
President Obama's clean power plan announcement yesterday. Certainly, I think trumps the energy news, and of course, you know, the continually falling oil prices are a big factor in the energy news as well. So one piece of news is electricity generation news, and the other piece of news is transportation, liquid fuels news. But both of them are really bad news all the way around for energy in America.
Well, let's talk about the details of what they announced yesterday. You know, and I got some, I didn't take the chance to read it, but I already got some information from Missouri, and they wanted to be on the air. And of course, they're on the other side of the fence, so they obviously don't listen to the show. But they were going after the coal companies. You know, we're going to win this battle. And I'm thinking, who's winning anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have put this president, you recall, when he was running for office, said, yeah, they can build a coal-fired power plant, but it will bankrupt them. Well, what we have seen in the last few months is four major coal companies have filed for bankruptcy. We had yesterday Alpha Natural Resources filed for Chapter 11. A few days ago, there's an article, I actually haven't read this one yet, but, yesterday, coal miner Alpha set to file for Chapter 11, and they did file yesterday. And then Arch Coal, Wall Street Journal, July 27th, said Arch Coal's future looks darker. MSNBC reported on a story of a coal mine that was worth millions just a few years ago and just sold for $1. You know, this is what has happened. The plans out of this White House have bankrupted major employers. These are major employers, and that's how we need to look at this.
I was going to ask you, do you have the stats in your head or somewhere close by? How many jobs are we talking about of the American citizens?
Oh, you know, it's hard to compile them, but it's in the tens of thousands.
That's kind of what I
range.
Thought.
Yeah, it's in the tens of thousands range. In my column this week, in which I addressed Hillary Clinton's energy plan, which
By the
I
way,
wrote.
I really enjoyed that one.
Well, thank you. I had fun writing it, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope you could tell that I had a good time writing
it. Showed. It definitely showed.
That column. So, but in that one, when I was writing that, I had a link to a news story out of Kentucky that was how many thousands of jobs were lost just like in the last 6 months. And it's continuing. But as I said in that particular column, that basically Hillary says, you know, oh, well, don't worry because this is, you know, obviously my loose paraphrase, but she says, don't worry because soon I'm going to announce plans to offer aid. Here's the exact quote from the New York Times. Mrs. Clinton promised that in coming months she would unwrap additional climate policies, including aid to workers in coal-producing regions who suffer economic harm. So then I say, so now instead of having a good paying job and contributing to the economy, those who used to work in the coal industry will become wards of the state, while those of us who still have jobs pay for the aid through our taxes. So, I mean, you know, it's a lose-lose.
Absolutely, it's a lose-lose. And she's doing this because she's making promises to campaign financiers, isn't she?
Yeah, she most certainly is. Towards the end of my column this week, I quote, and again, this is from the New York Times, which really surprised me how clear the New York Times was about this, because, you know, they typically have a more liberal bias than what you or I, Beth Ann, would choose. And so when this stuff is in something like the New York Times, I mean, I would expect to find this, say, on Fox News. But when it's in the New York Times, it's like, wow, I can't believe they admit this. But they say Mrs. Clinton's strategists see climate change as a winning issue for 2016. And this is a direct quote from New York Times. They believe it's a cause she can advance to win over deep-pocketed donors. And then they go on to talk about billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer, who held a fundraiser for her back in May. And then they cite that Tom Steyer's announced that, quote, for candidates to receive his support in 2016, they must offer policies that would lead the nation to generate half of its electricity from clean sources by 2030 and 100% by 2050. So, I mean, this is what Hillary Clinton is clearly, you know, appealing to the wealthy donors that she needs. Why she needs, I don't know, because she's got quite a war chest. But she wants to make sure that these wealthy donors are on her side, I guess, not on Bernie Sanders' side or Martin O'Malley's side, because both of them, which I didn't address in my column, but Martin O'Malley in particular has come out with even more severe plans than Hillary Clinton has. And Hillary Clinton's are more severe than what President Obama introduced yesterday.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, as they get the money in, and the American people are the losers all the way around. And let you know, we're going to have a break here in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Let's talk about, real quickly, how dirty coal really is.
Well, the amazing thing is that, you know, it's not what it used to be. The technologies out today that do exist today, and let me point out, one of the big things that the Clean Power Plan requires is technology that does not currently exist. They say, oh, well, you can have coal if it does, if you do this and this. Technologically, that's not possible, what they're requiring. But it is, you know, we hear they're building a coal-fired power plant every 10 days or so in China. But what they're building in China is cleaner than anything we have today, because they're using the latest, greatest, newest technology. And technology has really advanced on the emissions front.
But ours is clean.
Yeah.
That was my point, is we've done a great job in the last couple of decades of cleaning this up.
And we needed to. We admittedly needed to, as China realizes now, we did need to make some changes. But we've made them. And, in fact, as I like to point out, in Farmington, New Mexico, which has 9 coal-fired units at 2 different plants, the American Lung Association had determined that they had number 1 and number 2 cleanest air in the country in 2 different categories. But yet they've got 9 coal-fired units right there.
Amazing, isn't it? Just absolutely amazing. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome if you'd like to talk about this just a little bit. We're talking about the energy and the EPA and Obama and the campaign money. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Maria and Beth Ann will be right back. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me today Marita Noonan. We're talking about the energy. Energy makes America great, and Marita keeps us all on top of it. We've got Steve from Illinois with a question. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, you can say good morning. You know, our government has never been bold enough to put together an energy policy that would preserve growth in this country year after year. Our coal industry is being collapsed. The low price of petroleum is collapsing that industry. I don't think we have much of a strategic petroleum reserve anymore. They've been selling from it. How can we not have a real mess 5 or 10 years from now as far as energy shortages go?
We will have a real mess 5 or 10 years ago. I mean, really, I don't think we'll have as much of a mess transportation fuel-wise, but the electricity, all the experts that predict, even people who kind of agree with the climate change agenda, which I don't, but even people who agree with that acknowledge that we're going to have some major grid problems with the direction that we're heading, and that we're going to be seeing, of course, increased costs, which pretty much everyone acknowledges. In my column this week, I quote leading climate alarmist James Hansen, who was formerly with NASA, and in his review of Hillary's climate plan, which, as I said, goes further than Obama's, he called it just plain silly, And he said, he wants a whole different agenda, but, and he said it's going to raise, Hillary's plan is going to raise people's electricity prices, and people are seeing that nationwide. So we're going to have higher costs, we're going to have an unstable grid that's going to be giving people blackouts. There's no way we can't have,
I think we're setting up for a perfect storm. Where years from now, we have just an incredibly severe winter. Natural gas shortages, coal shortages, heating oil shortages, fuel oil, gasoline. I think we're in for a real mess at some point in the road.
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, and that's why the 2016 election is really important. We need to have these policies nipped in the bud, and hopefully this clean power plan is going to go to court quickly. I mean, the lawsuits have been just sitting, waiting to be filed. I've talked before about, I host a little online radio show every week, and a few weeks ago when the Supreme Court decision came out, I had various experts on the air with me talking about that, and some of them projected that this clean power plan was going to have to be delayed because they were going to have to go back and do the economic metrics on it, which they didn't do. And others said, no, we don't want it delayed because we want to get the lawsuits filed. We want to get these legal wheels turning. And so obviously, it came out yesterday, and those lawsuits have just been sitting, waiting to be filed, and hopefully those will go through, because as we saw with the Supreme Court decision on the MAPS rule, the mercury and air toxins rule, that by the time the Supreme Court smacked the rule down and said, you can't do this, all the impact had already taken place.
Yes.
The companies had already spent the money to meet it.
Sure. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate your comment.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you, Steve. We've got Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
Well, with regard to this whole argument that the Obama administration and others have about coal-fired plants, if you take what's known as MAC, which is the maximum attainable current technology, and apply it to a natural gas fire generating plant and then to a coal fire generating plant, the coal fire plant puts out less emissions. The reason
really?
For that is that there's more complete combustion of the fuel, but also in the case of natural gas has quite a bit, depending on where it's brought up from, has quite a bit of benzene in it. And that's what poses some real problems later on as far as emissions go. So their argument that coal is a bad thing is not. When they sell coal to China, and they do sell a lot to it, they get a lot more per ton than they do selling it here. Okay? So there's a dollar figure involved in the thing as well.
Well, and I know they've been attacking the coal mines up there in Pennsylvania. It's been about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I got one of those emails, they wanted me to interview their people to talk about and brag about what they'd done. They'd closed a third one, I believe, at that time. And I actually never send back those emails or acknowledge them, but I sent it back, and I was really hopping mad about it because I said, why don't you explain what a good thing that is to all those children right now whose fathers and mothers aren't working?
Well,
why don't you explain that?
See, it's not just the coal mines. You have to realize, in order to keep an operation like that going, they need goods and services to do so, okay? So when a coal mine gets shut down, there are a whole number of peripheral industries and services that go right down with it, okay? So it's not just the people in the mining operations that lose their jobs. It's everybody around in that whole county or three-county area, depending on where the other businesses are located. So the impact is, it's just like pulling the rug out from everybody, okay? No one's got any discretionary income. Matter of fact, no one's got any income at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah, on my topic last week, I believe it was on the lifting the oil export ban, and I interviewed the president of a company or an organization called Energy Equipment and Infrastructure Alliance, EEIA.org. And on their website, on their homepage, the bottom portion, they have a wonderful, what they call the shale energy supply chain. And you could apply the same thing to coal. This just happens to be shale energy. But they talk about all the impact that the industry has, including pipeline shipment, rail shipment, truck shipment, water shipment, and then it goes down to housings, hosings, components, and then it goes down to financial and insurance services, and, you know, and goes on to a whole lot of things that we don't think about. It's exactly what you're saying, is all the whole supply chain, and then the indirect jobs, which are the hotels, the restaurants, you know, the stores, all of that.
Yeah. Well, give you an idea. They tout natural, like here in Pennsylvania, with all the hydraulic fracturing that's occurred north of Route 80 and then down into the southwest corner of the state over toward Virginia and West Virginia. They touted how much growth we would have and all the new jobs that would be created. Well, the boom that they claim to have had here with gas turned out to be nothing but passing gas, as a way of saying it. And as a result of that, all of the businesses that started up and everything have gone bankrupt here.
Really?
You drive around up here, all the houses are for sale, and eventually you see for sale by owner, then you see for rent. In essence, they've really cut back, because when you start talking about hydraulic fracturing for gas and natural gas, it's a five-year cycle. So we won't be back in cycle again until the end of 2016 or 2016 or 2017. In the meantime, our infrastructure here has been beat to death. Our roads have been beat to death. Our bridges have been beat to death. We have some real problems with the mismanagement of the hazardous waste that's generated at the well sites. We have 24 people here have died from exposure of those chemicals and radiation. And we have almost 19,000 people at harm who can't work anymore because of the effect of the toxicity of the hazardous waste on them, okay? Mm-hmm. We have over 1,300 brownfields that have been created because of the mismanagement of the hazardous waste from the natural gas industry here, and which means that if you take a look at the fair market value of those lands, it's 2 cents per every $1,000 of fair market value, and they cannot be rehabilitated again. Also, we have this time about 300 truck drivers who have died because these hazardous waste trucks that are driven on 14-hour shifts, and there are a lot of accidents. So gas is not the, quote, not to use a term on a bad term in words, gas is not the boom that they claim it is. Okay, it's a real farce, actually, when you take a look at it. The environmentalists here don't do anything because most of their organizations are 501c3, and they receive money from the consortium, which is made up of the major companies, the contractors and subcontractors, so they don't do anything. They just maintain their political status and walk around looking down their noses.
Oh, absolutely. We're going into a break. Trace, thank you so much for all that you do and for all the information you brought to us today. I appreciate it so much. We're going into a break. You want to talk to Marita? You got some questions or just something you want to interject? It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now
very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. Energy makes America great. You know, I've got a couple of callers that I just want to get one point out. When we were talking about the coal, it's not just about bringing the coal industry down. It's going to bring the it's going to bring the U.S. down, because it's going to affect so many aspects, so many jobs. So much of our infrastructure is going to be affected by this, and we need to put a stop to it. We have Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, how are you today?
Hi, I just wanted to tone in here a little bit. I don't know who that person is that just called in. I mean, he may have his facts right on this contamination, but I know in Pennsylvania we have a governor that's a Democrat, the beat-out a Republican that was trying to support these industries, okay? And they kicked him out because basically the teachers' union threw him out. So what happened is Mr. Wolf, who I hope you guys keep in prayer, because there's a big battle going on in Pennsylvania with the budget. The Republicans are trying to stand against all these new taxes. He wants to put a severance tax on this. Mm. So, you know, there has been a lack of use and a need for coal or for gas, natural gas. But these companies are moving out. So there are these places where there's no there's no home, you know, anybody living in the house anymore, because Wolf, our governor, is chasing them out with the threat of severance tax. We've had an impact tax, which helps the local townships and the local townships and counties with schools, with roads and bridges and little fix-ups. And he wants to take that all away and make a central plan that we'd have to go lobby Harrisburg to get it back out. So okay. I don't know where this guy's coming from, except that maybe he's the kind of people got Wolf in. And I really, I had to call in and say, there's another side to this story. There's very people that are very happy with what Marcella Shell has done.
Therese is a regular listener like you are, and she stays on top of things. She really does. And I don't think she was trying to be one-sided or the other. I think she was just trying to lay it all out there as to what's going on.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the caller from Pennsylvania.
That is Therese.
Oh, that was a lady?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So anyway, I've got some callers holding,
okay,
so
well,
let me go
know,
on,
I
Richard.
Disagree with her.
Okay, that's
just,
fine.
Let me
that's
just, let me
ahead,
just mention here, A, I appreciate your call, and I was not familiar with a lot of what Therese was saying. And Therese, if you're listening and you want to forward me something on that, I'll be happy to look at it. But a lot of the issue is, or a lot of the concern is, the cost of natural gas right now due to this great abundance is so low that in many cases it costs more to get it out of the ground than they can sell it for. And therefore, when you start adding those extra taxes on, it's enough to chase the business away. We've got a LNG plant that's just about ready in a month or two to export our first load of LNG from mainland America here. Excuse me. And ship it to Europe. And when those shipments begin, it should help the price of natural gas, which should help some of these, abandoned areas come back.
All right. Well, we have some other callers holding. Regina, thank you so much for all you do. We have Mike from Texas. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, Beth, I think we need to take a big view and connect all the dots on everything that's going on, and they're all related. My dad was an exploration paleontologist for 35 years with one of the biggest oil companies, and he gave me the inside skinny on a whole lot of stuff going on. For example, he told me that we're drowning in oil, swimming in oil, more than 200 years of oil and more than that, and this was when the government and the media was talking about how we had reached peak oil. You know, that was all nonsense. What?
She was agreeing.
Yeah, I was agreeing. I'm agreeing.
Yes, exactly. And second, the entire, you know, we had a big stink over building a pipeline to carry 750,000 barrels of oil a day or a week out of Alaska North Slope, which he personally wrote papers on. Now, that entire output is not going to anybody in the United States. It's our oil. They're circumventing the law. These are the oil companies. They are shipping it to California to be refined to circumvent the legalese, and then they're shipping it to Asia, mostly to China, and that's American oil. It would lower the price of the gasoline we have here if we could have our own oil.
And
they're doing it for profit.
And we
number
were just
three.
Go ahead.
Number three, we citizens are under attack. This is what I'm talking about seeing the big picture and connecting the dots. Look at these corporations and the link with the government, and how they're controlling not just energy prices and supply, they're trying to get hands on our water, on our food, on our land, on even the airspace above us, which we own on our own property. Everything is intended to subjugate us to whatever their goal is, to total control of the citizenry. And the last point I wanted to make is there's something wrong here with the public mind, or it could just be traced back to the public media, because doesn't anyone remember the 70s fake gasoline shortage where we had lines two blocks long at every gas station, and they said, we're out of gasoline, all that nonsense. This went on for weeks and weeks, then it just disappeared, and everybody had no lines anymore after they got their prices jacked up and raised. There were no charges, no criminal, no one went to jail, there were no fines. This is a government linkage with giant corporations, bribes and payoffs and lies, like my dad exposed to me years ago about the fact that we're swimming in oil, we're drowning in oil, and you never hear a word about it, and we're still swimming and drowning in oil.
Well, I appreciate it. We were just getting ready to talk about some of that with her article about the Iran oil. And as she titled it, Iran oil good, Canadian oil bad, American oil bad. And so we were just getting ready to talk about some of what you covered there, Mike. Marita?
Yeah, we were getting ready to talk about some of that. And you know, there's an interesting thing because Mike and I are obviously going to have a little bit of a disagreement here, in that I support lifting the oil export ban, and that's what that column is really about. And I also support the Keystone Pipeline, which I predicted in my column that the president is about ready to say no on it. And since I wrote that column, others have come out with that as well. So my sources that gave me that heads up were apparently accurate, that President Obama is about ready to finally say no to the Keystone Pipeline, which, you know, we've all known for years that he opposes, but for whatever reason he's danced around making an opinion on the Keystone Pipeline. But it's interesting when you look at the politics, as our previous caller mentioned, the politics play a big role in this, that we being the United States government, not we, you and me, Beth Ann, but we're trying to lift the sanctions on Iran, which will allow them to dump millions of barrels of oil onto an already glutted market. But yet, we are going to say, no, Canada, no, you can't export your oil, and we're going to say no to the United States. Or President Obama basically has said no to the United States exporting our oil because he could lift that ban, but he has not chosen to do so. So, you know, it's an interesting place that we find ourselves in the history of the world at the moment.
It is interesting. Mike, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. So as we were talking about that, in that article at the very end, you were talking about how China ends up the winner.
Yeah, they do, because they're already getting, Iran has already, just since the deal has been reached. Now, the deal's not finalized. The U.S. Congress has to agree to this, which, you know, who knows if we will, where that stands, whether we're going to get a veto-proof majority and so forth. But Iran has already, once the deal was reached, set sail. Some of their, one of their tankers in particular, has already headed to China, so that the minute the sanctions are lifted, they've got their tanker sitting right there, and others have projected that it may not wait until the sanctions are lifted, that Iran probably figures, oh, nobody will notice if we increase our exports beyond those sanction levels.
And we're going into a break, Marita. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csetalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csetalkradio.com. Discountgold.com.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Marita, we've got a couple more callers, and I'm going to let you finish off the show when we get done with Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, kiddo. What's shaking?
Everything. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with like other caller was talking about. We're swimming in oil. The whole earth, the process of the earth just being, creates oil all the time. Okay, this is ridiculous to say we're running out of oil. We're not running out of anything. You know, if we run out of oil, we have a bigger problem. You know what I mean? I remember during the 70s, friends of mine used to sit off Orient Point and Montauk Point with telescopes on Long Island. And we'd see the tankers sitting out there, just sitting there waiting for the price to go up, then they come in. You know what I'm saying? If the free market were allowed to prevail, and instead of government interference with everything, oil, gasoline would be, what, maybe $1.50 or something like that a gallon? And the economy would be booming, everybody would be doing great. But the government wants to keep us dependent on them for everything. And you know what I mean?
Well,
and this is
well,
no way to do it.
I certainly agree with your comment about the government intervention. The government wants to keep us dependent on them. But I have to disagree with your comment that if they were totally out of the way, we'd see gasoline at $1 a gallon, because the new oil that has come online, the new oil in landscape that we have in the United States, is due to more expensive technology, the combination of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. And what we're seeing is the price has gotten so low that a lot of those rigs have stopped pumping because, and a lot of the wells have stopped being drilled because you just can't get it out of the ground at the price that it's being sold for at the moment. And the same thing is true with natural gas. And somewhat the industry is a victim of its own success because they've been so successful in finding this abundant resource that it's dropped the price to the point where it's difficult to get it out of the ground and be profitable. And, yet, you know, any business owner knows you have to be profitable to stay in business.
Oh, I understand that. But, again, they've been drilling for oil for how many years now, even with the old technologies. If the government stands out of the way, it allows these companies to drill off the coast of Virginia, South Carolina, wherever. They can still use the older technologies, if you will, which are
there. Yes, yeah, there is some of that available. There is some of the so-called low-hanging fruit that is still out there, but yet is locked up by government regulation that
exactly
prohibits access to those areas. Yes,
okay.
you're right about that for sure.
The thing that makes me laugh is our biggest export is oil in this country. We export more oil out of the Alaskan pipeline than Americans don't even see a drop of that oil. This is ridiculous.
Okay, we're not going into a break. We're running out of time, Mike, so I've got one more caller on hold. I'm going to go to Brian. He's also from Virginia. Brian, how are you today?
Well, hey there, Beth and Marita, and a shout out to Mike. I am also from Long Island, so hey there, buddy. And, well, what can I say? Hey, Mike, it's just a very quick statement. We are not going to get the Keystone Pipeline solely because Warren Buffett owns all the railroads in that area, period. Thank you.
Okay. Marita?
Well, that's certainly an influencing factor. I don't think it's the only thing, but it is most definitely, I believe, an influencing factor. I think, as we've seen with the Clean Power Plan released yesterday, that President Obama cares more about what his environmental allies think than what is best for America or for the economy.
I agree. We're just about out of time. Marita, I wanted you to be able to finish up the show and give some encouragement to the listeners and let them... She'll be back next month.
There's not a lot of encouragement out there.
Pull some out.
We need to elect the right person in 2016, that's for sure. We need to elect somebody who understands energy, and it's kind of a discouraging world out there at the moment.
Well, not just the right person as far as the White House, but all of them. And we need to hold them accountable. The Republicans have not been held accountable. They've not done what they've said they were going to do. And I don't care, you know, we can think that our phone calls don't count, but we've got to keep it going. We've got to stay vigilant and stay on top of them.
We most certainly do.
And Marita writes her articles, and I've got them all posted on Facebook, but she's going to tell you where you can go read them every day, and you can just sign up, and they'll fall right into your email box.
Yep, if you go to energymakesamericagreat.org, on the lower right-hand side is a subscribe button, and you just sign up there, and we'll send you an email once a week with each week's column as they are released. And I'd love to have your listeners sign up that way.
Well, I'm disappointed we didn't get to the one about Mexico, because I was really interested in that particular article as well.
And we didn't get to Japan either. I think both of them, you know.
We just didn't get to travel near as much, did we?
No, we didn't. We stayed close to home. We stuck with the American issues. But, I mean, there is such big news out right now, especially with this Clean Power Plan announcement that's going to really be devastating to the American economy. It's frightening.
Well, and like you said at the earlier on the show, I hope it makes it to the Supreme Court quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah, before that, hopefully it'll be there next year. So, there'll be some other cases along the way.
And they are overstepping their bounds, and we know that. And we need to, like I said, we've got to keep those phone calls going. We've got to hold Congress responsible, because they could stop some of this mess.
Yes, they can. They can stop some of it. They've got bills in Congress right now that will give the governors the authority to just say no. And we've got a growing list of governors who are saying, no, we're not going to play your game. We're not going to participate. And so we do have some serious backlash to this. And while there was a Supreme Court smackdown, the White House apparently didn't listen at all, because not only did they not do the economic analysis that the Supreme Court decision basically required that they do, but they actually tightened the screws even further. They made the requirements harder to achieve, more expensive, tighter than even the draft proposal originally had.
Well, I know that we didn't get to go to Japan, we didn't get to go to Mexico, and all these things that it all around the world, it connects the dots, as one of the callers said earlier, to us.
Yeah.
And so it is important that we cover that maybe the next time. I don't know, there'll probably be so much happen between now and then, we'll forget all about Mexico and Japan.
Yeah, Japan. But they are very interesting stories. I encourage your listeners to check them out. You can find them at Breitbart.com, redstate.com, and many other websites, including yours,
yes,
that publish my work. So I'd encourage people to check out the one on Mexico and the one on Japan. I think they're both really good. Of course, I would think they're really good because I wrote them.
Well, they are very good. They are very good. And I have them on Facebook. I posted them all out there today, and I'm going to start posting them as I receive them so folks can read ahead, and they'll be ready when Marita comes. She's here on the first.
Yeah, they'll be ready with their questions, and some of your listeners agree with me, some of them don't, but, you know, it's a big world out there. We can
And that's the way we need to be. You know, that's how we come up with the best solutions, is when we don't always agree 100%. We're out of time, Marita. Thank you. She'll be with us again the first Tuesday of September. I can't believe how this year is gone. It's going to take every single one of us, when we agree and when we don't agree, to bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.